Track 5, Prominent People of Norfolk. Norfolk is full of people from other parts of the country who've somehow found themselves in our lovely county and decided to put down roots in one way or another. This is true of our prominent person this month, and here's Tony to tell you about her. I'm tempted to say, let's be having you, Tony.
In putting this edition of Prominent Norfolk People together, I had a right old shock. I had always thought that this famous television cook, football club owner and all-round good'un was obviously from Norfolk. She's famous for a no-nonsense approach to cooking and has had more than one feisty pitch-side encounter.
Where are you? Where are you? Let's be having you! Come on!
That's passion, all right. But the girl is not from Norfolk. Surrey is better than Ipswich, I suppose, so we'll start Delia Smith's story there. Travel to Woking in 1941, and little Delia is born to Harold Smith, an RAF radio operator, and Welsh mother Etty Jones Lewis. I knew it. Interestingly, Etty lived to 101. But they divorced when Delia was just 15, and she left school the following year with no qualifications. Carrying out menial jobs, she found herself as a waitress in Paddington and asked a regular diner why British food was so awful. He said that the 1800s was the high point of British cuisine, and Delia immersed herself in old cookery books in the British Library. Armed with this knowledge, Delia was taken on as the cookery writer for the Daily Mirror's newly launched magazine. Their deputy editor was Michael Wynne Jones, whom she later married. Her first piece featured a kipper pate, beef in beer, and cheesecake. She baked the cake that was used on the cover of the Rolling Stones album Let It Bleed, which she later recalled was in response to a request that was for a gaudy cake that had to look really horrible. In 1972, Smith started a column in the Evening Standard. She later defected to the rival Evening News, but she returned to the Standard when that newspaper bought the old News. She wrote for both for 12 years. Later she wrote a column for the Radio Times. Until 1986. Smith's first television appearances came in the late 1970s as resident cook on BBC East's regional magazine programme Look East. Following this, she was offered her own cookery television show, Family Fare, which ran between 1973 and 1975. Smith became a recognisable figure among the young people in the 1970s and early 80s when she was an occasional guest on the BBC's Saturday morning programme, Multicoloured Swap Shop, giving basic cookery demonstrations. Her 1995 book, Delia Smith's The Winter Collection, sold 2 million copies in hardback, becoming the fifth biggest selling book of the 1990s. In 2003, Smith announced her retirement from television. However, she returned for an eponymous six-part series airing on the BBC in spring 2008. The accompanying book, an update of her 1971 bestseller, How to Cheat at Cooking, was published in February 2008, again becoming a bestseller. Her husband introduced her to football at Carrow Road, and they invested heavily in the club, becoming majority shareholders with 53% of the club. Some 28 years later, and Delia and Michael are now honorary life presidents with a 10% stake. Delia was awarded an OBE and CBE in recognition of her contribution to cookery and recipe writing. She has twice been the guest for BBC Radio 4's Desert Island Discs, first on the 5th of June 1982, when her choices included The Sound of Silence by Paul Simon and Thlef by Rose Male Voice Choir, and again on Christmas Eve 2023. And we'll leave this oh-so-Norfolk-yet-not-Norfolk personality with an excerpt from one of her chosen tracks, This Woman's Work by Kate Bush.
Thanks, Tony. I have to admit I do still have several of Delia's cookery books on my shelf. They're a bit dated, but there are one or two recipes which I still use.